we're glad to have you in the booth with us as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Great to have you on board. At least keep us entertained.
Most certainly. Tonight, our 2018 campaign begins with week one coverage from the shores of Saginaw Bay in Patriot Country. It's Ubley at USA, and you're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
D&M Cabinet Shop has beautiful outdoor cabinetry for you. WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry is waterproof and weather resistant, with three beautiful colors for you to choose from, four stylish door designs, and an array of handles. Your outdoor cabinets will be able to withstand anything Mother Nature can throw at them. Pounding rain, hot summers, or even snowy winters are no problem. Call D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth today to order your WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that, too. By being sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
I'm Jason Hansen, ag lender at Bayport State Bank. While I may be new to ag lending, I am not new to farming. Whether I was playing baseball or helping with the family farm, my father used to tell me to start moving toward completing the tasks at hand. Through that, I also learned responsibility, integrity, and respect. That's why I'm excited to work with Bayport State Bank. We share the same values built on faith, hard work, and a determination to help our area's farmers succeed. For over 122 years, Bayport State Bank has continued to earn your trust. We'll listen to our farmers, make sure they receive the best in individual service. We haven't forgotten that our success is driven by yours. So if you're looking for a bank that shares your values, look no farther than Bayport State Bank. Give me a call at the Bad Axe office, or call any of our ag lenders. We can help you with any of your land and machinery purchases or inputs. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1, download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today in the flesh from the Huron Daily Tribune. It's the Mr. T of the Wing T, Mr. Ball P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Mr. PGA himself, Dave Hansen. From the Huron Daily Tribune, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mr. Mike Gallagher. And from afar, our director of sports information is the WLEW Sports Network guru, Doug Cole, co-champion with Paul B. Adams, in fact. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our games predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a media roundtable. Last year finished with Doug Cole and Paul P. Adams taking home the co-champion honors Gentlemen, any predictions for this year so far?
I think you can start inscribing a P into that 2018.
We're looking
for a number three this year.
But there's no P in Ramsey. What are you talking about?
Now, that would be an upset.
That's indeed. So, to explain then how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Paul P. Adams and Doug Cole took home the honors last year, very controversially here, they will go first tonight, and I have will let Doug go first from afar. And Doug is actually picking USA in an upset. He's picking USA 26-22. He's having the Patriots by 4 points tonight.
Well, that means that you're not going to win tonight.
Okay,
I can guarantee you I'm taking the Bearcats in this one. I just think at the end of the day, Ubley is going to be able to wear down this pretty thin USA team. That's not to say I don't think USA can improve throughout the season. They lost this game last year and still made the playoffs. So it's not the end of the world if USA loses this game, but I just think Ubley's going to have something coming out of the gate. It's going to be a fast game. We know that. Two wing T teams. I'm going to shot in the dark and go 32-6. The Bearcats with the win.
32-6, a 26-point victory for the LB Bearcats, according to Paul P. Adams. That leaves Mr. PJ, the T is yours.
Oh, we're going to let the new guy go last. Huh? I like that.
Yeah, why not?
Sounds good.
You haven't really been successful in 2 years now.
Oh,
so
wow.
Let's hear it.
It's starting already, huh? Well, yeah. It's time to change that. So, Paul, I agree with everything you said. The one scary thing for me was this coaching change that everybody's been talking about. Well, it's back to the way it always should be, the way it always is. It's Ubley Bearcat football. Coach Becker has got his guys with him now. And I totally agree with you. Nothing against Coach Hahn. His numbers are down, and there's one very important name that changes this team dramatically. And with no Micah Kramer, I just don't know where the firepower is going to come from. It makes me very nervous. Now, they could shock the world, surprise me tonight, but without that guy running that offense, give me the Bearcats. I just don't see a way that they can lose this game. They are too powerful. They are on a roll, and this team has everybody back. The kids are back on board with Coach Coffin back, with Coach Becker running the show, and, of course, the always lovable guy, Coach Bill Sweeney. So they know that the kids are ready to give a great effort, even if the offense isn't quite ready. I got 42-12. I think the Bearcats are going to run right through USA tonight.
I'm sorry, I fell asleep there, Dave, in your long synopsis there.
All I know is Coach Bill Sweeney's been called a lot of things, and I don't know if lovable has ever been one of them.
You asked all those kids. They love him, man. They love to have him back, even if he does run them pretty hard.
Okay, so we have Paul P. Adams in with 26 points in favor of Ubley. Mike Gallagher in the middle at 28 points for Ubley. And Dave Hansen taking the high with Ubley at 30 points. And Doug Cole taking USA by 4 points. So we'll find out how that goes. I'll see the other games quickly here throughout the rest of the way. We had a bunch of games go on last night. Let's take a look at first at the eight-player division. We had some forfeitures to take place. Morris automatically went over Dryden. Dryden forfeited on Thursday. Kingston takes out Bay City All Saints. This is a football score, 74-37. Kingston takes out Bay City All Saints for their first victory of the season. North Huron is a winner over CPS by forfeiture. And Owen Gage is a winner over Burton Madison. The Madisonians have forfeited their game, which was supposed to be tonight in Owendale. Thoughts so far there, gentlemen?
A couple things. Well, at least that Kingston game. Hunter James is our reigning all-thumb player of the year, and he started this year's campaign with almost 400 yards of offense and 6 touchdowns in that game for Kingston. So well on his way to retaining that title. Very explosive player. We're going to get a chance to see him when Kingston is at Deckerville. I believe that's in week 5. Really looking forward to that matchup. And Kingston, they're saying this could be a historic season for them with the amount of talent that they have. So let's see how they follow up next week and the following weeks leading up to that big showdown with Deckerville.
He is definitely worth the price of admission, folks, if you haven't seen him. The other note I had is was really hoping that Coach Nick Gibbard get to show off his new squad and his first role as head coach. So they do get an easy win this week, but looking forward to see how his team looks next week.
Moving on to tonight's ball games, we have Deckerville at Flint International House of Pancakes. That's an NCTL crossover game. Peck is at New Haven Merritt. Mayville is at Lawrence. way over in Lawrence. Caseville is at Genesee, and Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart, now in the NCTL for the first time, is at Hillman.
Really looking forward to seeing